One of America's most provocative novelists has passed away. Norman Mailer, who wrote such books as The Naked and the Dead and The Executioner's Song, died yesterday in New York. He was 84. Mailer certainly led a full life. He drank, he fought, and he married 6 times. But as one reviewer said, in the end, it is the writing that will count. Critic Bill Marks has this appreciation.
Norman Mailer was a self-proclaimed heavyweight of American writing. In interviews, Mailer would often pit his books against the works of his contemporaries, and even Tolstoy and Hemingway. He refereed these fights for literary immortality, and he awarded himself a Golden Glove. But Mailer threw a lot of wild punches. He occasionally wrote too much, too fast. Some of his books are more ego than artistry. For Mailer, nothing less than the great American novel would do. That meant everything got big. Over the past decades, he ground out tomes about Egyptian pharaohs and the CIA, clotted with eccentric musings about sex, violence, religion, and politics. But Mailer's allegiance to excess brought some impressive rewards. He examined, as well as anyone, America's obsession with power in all its forms. In his writings, he vigorously probed the forces of good and evil, control and desire, and sex and death. And he helped invent new journalism in Armies of the Night, in which he was a combination existential kibitzer and reporter. The prerogatives of power so fascinated Mailer that at times it was hard to tell whether he was on the side of the exploiter or the exploited. His empathy for transgression sometimes slid into a facile nihilism. The 60s brought some of his worst amoral posturing. Mailer's novel, An American Dream, suggested that violence brings with it a kind of spiritual grace. Ironically, Mailer excelled when he balanced rather than brawled his way through the extremes of American life. He picked up on the fault lines in American culture, from Puritanism to promiscuity, spirituality to materialism. At his best, Mailer was not driven by ego alone. His generation assumed that what novelists said had the power to make a difference. Norman Mailer may have abused the privilege, but his career is a valuable reminder of that now anachronistic belief.
Critic Bill Marks teaches contemporary fiction in the writing program at Boston University. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.